Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper. Our topic tonight, ADHD, self-regulation, and the holidays. With us in our virtual studios, longtime listener, EV. For those out there, we have been embarking on a few new kind of series bends on our content here, a lot of lessons learned from being a coach and interviewing thought leaders and really trying to kind of talk to you about what's real. Before we get into our show in detail, it is being brought to you tonight by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And in celebration of that event, what we want to do is we want to get you digital copies of Attention Magazine, which is a really great publication, a lot of really good information. In order to get your copies, all you need to do is listen to our show. We're going to share a secret word a couple times through the show. You write it down, and then you listen to another show. And you listen for the secret word, and you write that down. Then you email me. The email address is attention@attentiontalkradio.com. That should be pretty easy to remember. attention@attentiontalkradio.com. When I get it, I'll acknowledge I got it. We'll get it off to Chad, and they will get you a current PDF copy of Attention Magazine, and we will get you the next copy that's coming up in print. And so that's nice and simple. So we hope you guys give that a try. Again, our show is being brought to you tonight by Chad. We've got a little tip that we're going to run, and then we'll get into the show.
Do you know someone who's struggling with ADHD? Why not give them the gift that keeps on giving? A membership to CHAD. As a member, they will have access to expert advice on managing ADHD, educational programs, resources, discounts, and much more. To get started, visit chad.org/membership.
Thanks again, Chad, for your support. For those that are not familiar, CHAD is the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. They're the ones that are going talking to Congress, Capitol Hill, advocating for us to get our fair shake of accommodations and things that we need for those with ADHD to thrive. They're also in contact with regulatory agencies because once laws are passed, they have to write the definitions, and depending on how they write the definition, it could be good or bad. A lot of work goes into that. There's a lot of volunteers that are part of CHAD, a few paid employees, but we encourage our listeners to support CHAD because one unified voice is one voice for the ADHD community. Without it, we're fractioned. So we encourage you to donate or become members, really become members of the organization to get some of all their benefits. So there's two reasons to join. One is to support our community. That's a real reason, and that's a huge benefit that you can't necessarily touch, but it's a big deal. But then there's also the other member benefits that you get kind of selfishly. So to learn more and sign up, go to chadd.org. Okay, topic tonight is really the holidays. And with us on our show is Evie. She's been a longtime listener, and we're going to have a little conversation about it. So just, Evie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so this is like a heart-to-heart, everybody. Before the show, I went out online and I took a look at the holiday tips, and it was funny, like things like plan ahead, exhibit self-control, rehearse calmness, and a lot of self-care. I mean, that sounds like typical ADHD advice on the internet, Evie. Would you agree, or am I missing something?
No, it sounds very cookie cutter to me.
It does. It sounds very theoretical and kind of myopic. Well, you know, if you listen into this show for any period of time, you know that I frame ADHD out. It's an issue of self-regulation with a working memory deficit. So let's just talk about this for a second. The holidays are here. You've got food all over the place. You have to self-regulate with that. You're going to parties. There's a fair amount of alcohol at that, and you're encouraged to drink. Spending. You got to self-regulate around all of these things. In addition to that, you have your regular amount of work that you've got to do and the extra work of getting ready for the holidays. So it's just kind of craziness. So there's a little level of pressure on top of that. So it is the season of craziness and self-regulation. In a nutshell, do you think that kind of frames out the holidays, Evie?
Yeah, I think I'm thinking what really should be at the base of that is that everyone with ADHD also gets extra time to add in all of the strategies that we need in order to stay regulated.
Yeah, but let's talk about that for a second. You got to self-regulate, right? So what are they saying? They're saying, because we're going to talk about the self-regulation side, and we're going to talk about the working memory side. And on the self-regulation side, basically they say you need self-control. So they're basically saying, Evie, you need to use your self-regulation to overcome your self-regulation. Like, how hard is that? Like, you need to try harder. Like, that makes no sense to me.
Well, it's in alignment with all the advice I got when I was younger, so it's not that shocking, I suppose. Not helpful either.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, well, exactly. And that's the reason I wanted to do this show, everybody. You're going out there reading those strategies, and I think everybody posts them every year. And we, great, if I can self-regulate, I wouldn't have ADHD, and this really wouldn't be a problem, and I really wouldn't be listening to this show. But the reality of it is I think they're well-intended out there, but I think some of these things that they suggest that you do is a bit of a challenge. And so I think probably people are going, well, that's great, Jeff. Well, what do we do? And I think the keys really is there's three things that I want to talk about with regard to self-regulation. And number one of them, the concept of keep it simple, adjusting expectations. And the third part is kind of in line with that is if you go on to Facebook, I can tell you I got friends on Facebook. I know them really pretty well, and they're not living the life that they're depicting on Facebook. And when you watch the commercials about Christmas, I don't think many people's Christmas is really the way that it's depicted on Christmas. And so if you make some adjustments with that, you can maybe at least change your frame of reference and make it a little bit easier. Does that make sense? Or, I mean, you think that's – I mean, how do you take that type of advice or mindset going into the holidays, Evie?
I live by keep it simple. No extra frills. I can add those in when I'm feeling more grounded and comfortable, and I'm not at that place. So simple is the best. And adjusting the expectations is a huge one. I think something to remember is everything you're seeing on Facebook and the ads and all that stuff, it's easy to share when things are going well. And it's harder to make the time to find the time to explain yourself, to have the thought process, to put it out into the world, onto Facebook, ask for help, and all those sort of things. So it's harder to share those struggles, even just from a logistical standpoint, not even from an emotional standpoint. And don't let that warp your sense of where you ought to be or should be.
Yeah. The way you describe that, there's a lot of, like, this is what it is, and let's kind of recognize it so at least we can down-regulate the emotions. Because emotional self-regulation is as much a part of ADHD as managing attention. We've done umpteen shows on. We did stuff with Sesame Street years ago. We've done Fight, Flight, or Freeze. I mean, there's probably 40, 50 shows that we've done on emotional self-regulation that really kind of get to that. So I think one of the keys is really to actually adjust those expectations, keep it simple, and realize that, hey, it's okay. And it might look like basically putting a present in a shopping bag and stapling it for wrapping paper. That sounds kind of crazy out there, everybody, but hey, for your peace of mind, to relax, that might be pretty good. Other things to do is, hey, keep it simple. Maybe not go to all the holiday parties. Maybe not do all the baking and all kind of stuff, because having that stuff around is more temptation, and it makes it easier for you not to self-regulate. And remember that in the environment where you've got extra stuff that's kind of going on and you're not supposed to eat poorly, it's easier to grab things that you don't necessarily have to cook. So keeping things relatively simple reduces some of those temptations. Anything to add to that?
Oh, I wrap everything in old Amazon gift bags. I've kept them all. And so when you have your Amazon wish list and people buy your gifts off your Amazon wish list, they also gift you their gift bag.
Wow. Very, very, very. I love that. Love that. All right. Tell you what, let's go to break real quick. When we come back, I want to kind of bring working memory into this and some of the things that they say out there, and we'll talk a little bit about reality. Tonight, our secret word is holiday. Our secret word is holiday. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, Your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Do you worry when your child is left out? Does your child have trouble making and keeping friends? Do they act out in school? Life skills can be challenging for ADHD kids. Learn how you can be her greatest ally. Get your parenting questions answered live the first Monday of every month in a Facebook chat with former Attention Talk Radio host Caroline McGuire. She's the author of the upcoming book, Why Will No One Play With Me? Go to www.carolinemcguireauthor.com to learn more.
Transform lives as a professionally trained ADHD coach at the ADD Coach Academy. ADHD coaching is in demand, a calling, and a career. Learn how you can change lives by going to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Evie, and we're having a conversation about the holidays. To kind of sum up the first part of our conversation here is, at the end of the day, the holidays, there's extra things to do, there's increased level of pressure, and there's many more things that we must self-regulate. Food, spending, emotions, sometimes alcohol, parties, just things in excess. There's a high correlation between those with ADHD and addictive type behavior and self-regulation issue. What I really wanted to emphasize is that the holidays are working against you. It's harder for you. It's the most difficult time of the year for you to self-regulate. And when you go online and you start looking at these things, they're asking you to use self-regulation to overcome self-regulation. And I just want you guys to know that it's just hard. And I think that I've had a lot of success with the people that I worked with, but keeping it simple, lowering your expectations, and trying to be as calm as you can and have the expectation that you're going to be challenged a bunch of time. If you can, reduce temptations. Try to stay away from some of the parties. Try to not bring some of the food into your house. And the idea is really, you know, get through the best you can. Certainly, everything they're talking about, self-regulate, self-control, staying on a schedule, self-care, exercise, all of those, and good sleep, all of those things are really good. They really help you. But exercise is boring. Diet is boring. Sleep is boring. All these things are very difficult for those with ADHD. There's not a magic pill or magic formula on this other than just to be mindful and realize it's coming at you and adjust some expectations. So that's that piece of it. Now, Evie, you and I have talked a lot about working memory. The notion of planning or working memory is one of those things that you're not learning anything new. Basically, you have thoughts and ideas in your head, and you're kind of juggling them around as you begin to wake up in the morning and begin to visualize your day or start to think about all the things that you need to do. There's a planning function that's associated with that, right? That's planning in your mind, which in theory makes a lot of sense. If the holidays are come up, you really sit down and plan it. Does that make sense?
From a logical point of view, yes.
Yeah, I love it. From a logical point of view, but from a practical point of view, sitting down with your calendar and timelining these things out and then scheduling these things and putting it all together becomes very difficult to actually sit down and plan. And then the other problem is really executing, which is a bit of a challenge for those with ADHD. Now, have you had your own challenges around that, or have you figured out a way around it?
Oh, I keep going back to the concept of having some sort of planner, and I feel like it's oil and water. Every once in a while you shake it up and it looks like it's working, and then give it time and it will separate. So far, no, I haven't found a good solution.
So I liked your analogy. Did an interview about 2 years ago with Dr. Russell Barkley about working memory, and it was his idea. Think of it as like a GPS. Is you get in the car and you got your mind to plan, and you're going down the road, and all of a sudden there's an action or something. In that moment, you get rerouted in a different way. So you have to redo the plans on where you're getting. And that oil and water is I sit down with this plan, and then life gets in the way, and all of a sudden I've got to redo it all over again. I think that's a realistic look at the way this works, is by the time you write it all down, things change, and then you have to do it again and again. Oh, my God, this is starting to sound boring to have to write a calendar out every day. That doesn't sound very ADD friendly. Does that make sense?
No,
like,
not at all.
Yeah. Well, so we know planning would be good if you could control it. But, you know, you have kids, and I don't know, at some point in time, kids get out of school, and kids have their own agenda. And when they're going to get upset, they're going to get upset. They're not really going to do it according to your schedule, which is really kind of funny. It'd be nice if they did. But that creates a little bit of a problem. Then the GPS comes in and makes a change. And so it's wild. I'm not saying planning is not a good idea, but for our listening audience out there, is they are asking you to use planning, organizational function, which is one of the things you're struggling with in order to solve this problem. Again, is this starting to sound kind of negative, Evie?
Yeah. Yeah, there's only so many things you can really plan for. You can plan to be at a doctor's office, for example, at 2 o'clock, that's your appointment time,
yep.
But perhaps they're running behind and you're going to be there until 5.
Which throws your plan off, and you got to make some other readjustments around there. Yeah.
Yep.
So in one sense, I think everybody, they read all this stuff with really good intention, but I think you bring up a point is that it's actually starting to sound really negative, because if you're supposed to use self-regulation and you're supposed to plan, I'm harping on this, you're supposed to use the two things that you're the weakest at to overcome your biggest challenge. And it seems to me you get out of the holidays feeling a little defeated. Maybe you feel like you're tied, but just really kind of tying this up again. This is a difficult time of the year, right?
Yeah.
How have you, in the past, in terms of planning, have you thought of the idea of just winging it, like where you just wake up on Christmas Day and like, I'm going to wing it, or if you're a Hanukkah type person and that stuff where you just like, I'm just going to show up and we'll figure it out when we get there? You ever done that?
I feel like that has been my philosophy for life, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
You just, I have a rough plan of like, I'm trying to get out of the house by this time. But I inevitably forget things.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it starts to snowball, and then you forgot 8 things, but you're halfway there, and, it's okay. We'll figure this out. Yeah. And I'm a very organized person that people tell me.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, does it work out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm still here, right? Can't be that bad.
Yeah. Well, I think, honestly, some of the people listening, they're like, my world's a lot worse. I think a lot of it's a lot worse for emotions. Like, I'm gonna step into divorced couples. If you have ADHD and you have a spouse that has ADHD and you're divorced, and you have kids with ADHD and they're split in time, a little bit more difficult just to wing it in these situations, because everybody wants time with the kids. It's really, really kind of difficult, and it can really get kind of crazy because we've got some emotions around wanting your time. So there's the loneliness time, and then there's the I want that time, and the logistics of running around, which makes this really, really kind of complicated. But still, in the end, if we can begin to just kind of like know that our emotions are up there and realize that we might lose it a little bit, but realize that the forces of the world are working against us in a negative way, that if you can recover on that really well, it can't be that bad. Like, you can recover from these things. I'm sorry, sincere I'm sorry sometimes is appropriate. Thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the mottos that I keep in my head, if you're planning an event, it's not about the plan. It's how you react to whatever goes off of the plan. Because no one's going to know what you had planned versus what happened. But they will know if you're running around all crazy all the time. Just, you're going to have to roll with the punches.
Absolutely. I really like how you brought that up, because I want to go a break and I want to kind of close out the show really kind of focusing on that. Everybody, we're going to go to commercial break. Our secret word tonight is holiday. Our secret word is holiday. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Change your life by learning more about managing ADHD. Other places give you a few tips. The ADD Coach Academy will change your life. To find out more, go to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay. Do it today. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We are tackling hard topics tonight, that being the holidays, with EV. Again, trying to share lessons learned from experts that I've interviewed, my own coaching experience, and Front Row Central, the message I'd like to leave with everybody tonight is that when it comes to the holidays, it's actually hard. Some of you have heard this, me say this before. My mom said for years, never state something that's hard easy, because if you don't acknowledge something that's hard, you're not actually giving the respect that it's due, and you're not really putting the resources in. And I would really like everybody to know that the holidays are very, very hard on ADHD, because there's lots of stress and there's lots of pressure and there's lots of temptations and there's so many more things that make it more difficult for you to self-regulate. In addition to that, planning is really going to help you get through this stuff, but that's another area of people struggle with ADHD. And these two things are like a bit of a double whammy that really kind of stress you out. And I really want everybody to know this is just hard stuff. And if you look back, for many of you, you get through it every year and you probably don't do as bad a job as you think about it. Now, there are some situations out there where some people are really suffering. I don't want to minimize you on that, because you can definitely get into some family dynamics and some other situations that just make this time a just difficult time of the year. Before the first segment of the show, we were talking about self-regulation. The last one, we were talking about planning. And now I really want to get into the emotional side. And there's two sides of this. Number one is, I've coached some people before in a business setting where actually people would get together for what we call emotional meetings. And that is, you get together and you check in, like, where are your emotions right now? Particularly when a group of people or a team are going to get ready to go through some real difficult times. And everybody kind of comes in, and they check in, they talk about the emotions, and you talk about your expectations of your emotions as you endure a thing. And then kind of when it's over with, you come back and you check in and say, hey, where is everybody on this? And it's an interesting exercise, because by coming together in a group or even yourself and actually saying it, because the old thing is, if you name it, you can tame it, and acknowledge, hey, this is going to be a tough time. I'm going to have a lot of emotions that are going to be all over the place. I'm going to try to control them, that they might slip away from me a little bit, and realize is that it's going to happen. Try to catch yourself as best you can. But then when it's all over, it's kind of reflect back. And then sometimes maybe go back to people and say, hey, listen, a real stressful time. I'm really sorry about that. You mean a lot to me. Or even if you have a family where you go back and say, you know, we talked about the emotions of all this before. We've talked about this is really stressful. Now that we're through this, we got through it. You can talk through some areas like, I didn't really mean it that way. It was just the stress of the situation. And you have an opportunity to come back together and kind of down-regulate. Now, If you and I didn't really talk about that before the show, but let me think of that as a concept where you actually have an emotional meeting where you talk about the expectations, and then when it's over with, you have an awareness of that that happened, which gives you an opportunity maybe to make some adjustments or go back and say I'm sorry or just normalize things. Thoughts?
Well, I think it's a fantastic idea, actually. It really gives an opportunity for you to reflect and be a little more proactive and be honest with yourself about what's going on. And it gives the opportunities to the other people that you're sort of doing this check-in before and after to play a much more supportive role. And I think it would help minimize some of the drama and taking things personally when someone already knows, like on alert, this person's going to have a hard time. And I can take what they're handling and we'll hash it out later. I don't have to do it in this moment. My role is to support in whatever way was determined at this meeting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A little bit new thing. I have learned that, literally, from people that I coach. It's been something I've kind of messed with over the last year, but I found it to be very, very effective. And so I'm going to kind of start pulling things together a little bit, Evie. Any other things or thoughts with regards to the holidays that we should put on the table?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that it's a really hard time of year for many, many people. And especially in the U.S., there's this Thanksgiving to New Year's, and it's just intense celebration, holidays, expectations, a lot to get done in a really short period of time. And I think it's really important that you take the time to love yourself as much as you do those that you're celebrating with and stay creative. And some of the best holiday traditions are created out of an oops moment.
Well put. Those oops come happen. Sometimes those accidents are really, really pretty good. So everybody, in summary, we're walking away from the show to frame this out. The purpose of it is to recognize is that you have ADHD. It's an issue of self-regulation and you struggle with planning. It's that time of the year. In order to get through it, you need to self-regulate and you need to plan. The two very things that you struggle with the most are what people advocate that you need to do to get through this. I want you to know it's hard. If it was easy, we wouldn't be listening to this. It was hard to begin with. It's more difficult this time of the year. What I've learned is there's tips, tricks. We threw out some little things like keep things easy, like maybe use a grocery bag and staple it for wrapping. It's a small thing. What I've learned over the years, it's really mostly about the mindset that you've got going into it. If you can kind of keep it simple, try to adjust your expectations and realize this is really mostly about emotion. And begin on the front side is to sit down and maybe consider if you're with a significant other or your family, have a conversation about those emotions and what you expect. Realize is that you might explode a little bit during the time that you can predict it, but realize that it's not going to be malice or intentional. It'll just be the stress of it all, and then have a debrief when it's over with. Creating that awareness often can kind of help you deal with it. So with all that, Evie, I thank you so much for coming on our show.
Anytime.
Everyone, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Attention Talk Radio. You got any thoughts on the show, good, bad, or indifferent, please send me an email at attention@attentiontalkradio.com. Remember, our secret word is holiday. And with that, catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.